We begin Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen Samach Beis, Sif Dalet Beis Hashem Yisbarach. Mishe Yesh Lo Eizu Dov Alumka, if somebody has something to sell, Osloi Liyapoyse Kedela Ramas Boi. You're not allowed to do something to make it look better than it really is. Kegoyin Lahashkes, Behemim Mei Subin, to feed an animal bran, Shemenapchim, that causes the animal to swell, V'zoikven Sarasal, and makes the hair stand, Kadesh Teher Shmena, that the animal looks like it's heavier, more fatty than it is. Oilespar Kael Mishanim, or to color old vessels that you're looking to sell, Kadesh Yisaru Khadoshim, in order that you can make them look like they're new when they're really not, for Kalkyot Bazaar, anything of that sort. Sevhei, the Kenosalar of Mat Paris Roim, you may not mix in some spoiled fruit, amongst the good fruit, that people will think that they're good. Or to pour in some spoiled liquid amongst the good liquid, but if it's going to be obvious that what you've done, then mutal arif, the buyer will know exactly what was your intention. A storekeeper could distribute candies to children to get them to come to his store. You could sell merchandise at a discount in order to attract customers. Your competitors cannot stop you from doing so. If somebody measures or weighs dishonestly, even to a Jew or non-Jew, over belav, shenama, the pasuk said leisasa over b'mida b'miskel b'mashura, you may not be dishonest in your weights. Va'inish hamidas v'mishkolus kashmoid, and somebody who does this, it's a very serious avera. She'efshar lemoided. Somebody who has done this cannot do tshuva aguna, cannot do proper tshuva. He doesn't know from whom he's stolen. The Gemara says that if somebody's stolen, he doesn't know from whom he stole, he should do something on behalf of the public. That's not really the proper way of returning something that's stolen. The Torah says the way something stolen should be returned is v'heshev as a gzela. This is not v'heshev as a gzela. Ksiv the pasuk says lo yeh l'cha b'ksivcha even ever gdoel v'ktana. Lo yeh l'cha esav v'efe gdoel v'ktana. You are not allowed to have a dishonest weight in your home. Even shleim v'tzadik yeh l'cha. Efe shleim v'tzadik yeh l'cha v'goymer. V'tevis b'ksivcha v'kein tevis v'beischa. What is the purpose of the Torah writing the word b'ksivcha or v'beischa? They seem to be extra. Why will you be punished, Rachman Litzlon, not to have money, not to have what you need in your home? Because you were dishonest in your dealings and in your weight. Aval, Evan Shleim Vitzedek, if you will have honest weight, then yilcha mammon, you will be blessed with good fortune. If your weights will be honest, you'll have everything that you need. What should a person do in order to get wealthy? He should do business honestly. And he should daven to the one that is the source of all wealth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shnam Aliyah Kesev Aliyah Zov. Siftes, Tzorach Limdor Elishka Bayin Yofa. When somebody weighs or measures, he should do so generously. She Oidef Alamidav, it should be more than he's supposed to give. Shnam Efe Shleim V'Tzadik Yilecha, Ma Tamal V'Tzadik, Omer Ter Tzadik Mishalcha, give some of what belongs to you V'Tein Loi. Sif Yud, a person should follow whatever is the custom when it comes to selling. In a place where when you buy something by a container, they overfill the container. you should not overfill the container. Afila baratzon al kerich, even if the buyer is willing to take less, shapichas loy medamim, he say I'll pay less and don't overfill the container. Umelchim shenagel limchayk, and a place where the minig is to give just the amount like that's agreed upon, lo yigdish, don't overfill. Afila b'tzayin amoicher, shemayis loy medamim, even if you're getting paid extra and therefore you're willing to overfill it. The Torah was very concerned about honesty in weights, because we have to be concerned about the repercussions of what we do. Somebody sees that this is the way that they're measuring, and they'll think that this is the way everybody in the city measures. And that's what they'll do for someone else. They won't know the special circumstances of this transaction. And they'll just see that this is what happened here. They think that this is what's always supposed to happen. In order to avoid that type of a problem, just don't do something dishonest. Sefer Aleph. Chai v'ashikol l'hamim m'munim. The city has to appoint inspectors. Shemachzirim al-chanunim should go from one store to the other store. Anybody who is caught with having a dishonest weight, a dishonest scale, to punish him as they see fit. You may not even hold on to an improper scale or improper weight in your store. Even if you're not using it, from Shaya, and if you do, over Belav, Shenema lo yilcha b'ksischa ever v'evan gedoyel l'ktana, lo yilcha b'beischa, one should not have in their home, eifa v'eifa gedoyel l'ktana, a dishonest weight. V'afil lasis es hamida of it, l'mei reglayim, even if you want to use this weight, which is no longer usable, as a urinal usher. Shem yavim mishen yoydeya, maybe somebody who isn't aware that this is not accurate, v'yim deba. V'yim yesh minig be'ir. However, if the minig in the city is that m'ayim moididin el b'midah reshuma b'rosh me'yidua, that they only use scales that have a seal from the city, from the government, that they were done properly, v'zu ein reshuma, and this scale doesn't have that seal, so then the buyer should know that this scale should not be used, and therefore, Mutal HaShashi could hold on to it because nobody is going to rely on it if it doesn't have the proper seal. Sif Yud Gimel Machza Achadova L'Knoysu L'Sachroi. If somebody is anxious to buy something, to buy it or rent it, Ben Karka Ben Metatlin, whether it's real estate or anything, Ben Mev Kachom Ben Yisrael, whether he's buying it from a non-Jew or a Jew, V'Kvai Hishvu Al Adamim, and they agreed on a price, the Kodim Shigimgum is a Kenyan, before they finalized, Ba'ach of a Kana, the Sachroi, somebody else interfered and bought it or rented it, Rick Russia. That individual is called the Russia. Avala Madaim La Hishval Adamim, if they have the greed on the price, El Shemach writes of a Kach, the Kana writes of a Pachas, the seller wants this much, the buyer wants this much, they're still working on a price, Mutalacha, then somebody else can buy that item or rent that item because the sale has not been finalized. One may not encroach on somebody else's property or somebody else's sale, even when it involves Ivik Chavim. Sif Yudalad. I gave somebody money to buy on my behalf real estate or other items. So this shliach sees that this must be a great deal. So he decided to buy it for himself using his own money. That's called dishonest. However, if he used the person who gave him the money to buy it, if he used that person's money, then he has to give the original person, the person who sent him the money, he has to give him that property or that metalton that he bought, even though when the shliach bought it, he indicated very clearly, and maybe there's even a deed to that effect, Shekana La'atzma, he's buying for himself, that whole sale was not a valid sale. It really belongs to the person who originally sent and whose money was used to effect the sale.